Morning, mate.
Popping by on your way to work.
That's it, yeah.
You don't have a proper day's work nowadays, is that right?
To a degree, yeah.
World Club Challenge. We're talking about World Club Challenge. That's all we're bothered about this morning. You were a star in that 2001 game against Brisbane Broncos. I was talking to Benno before about the build-up to games and sort of the build-up. What's it like from a player's point of view before a game like that?
Obviously, it's one of the biggest games that you'll ever play in. Certainly, we played against Melbourne Storm the year before at JJB, and we got absolutely pummeled 44-4. And this time around, we had a new coach in Millward, and in year 2000, all pre-season training is normally based on your fitness and your weight regimes and putting a bit of bulk on. Where this pre-season, we went to Lanzarote, and it was just all based on the Brisbane Broncos right. game.
I thought you were going to say we went to Lanzarote and went on the lash for a week.
No, wasn't allowed.
The team they had at the time, the teammates, what was it like playing in that team? Like some new love, skull thought. Oh. I mean, it was just all came together, didn't it, again?
It was unbelievable. You know, it's like anybody at work. There's days when you don't want to go into work and you don't feel like performing. And, you know, we was no different. And we looked in the dressing room and you think, oh, I don't really feel like it today. And you turn round and you look, you've got Iroh, Wellens, Hoppy, New Love, Long, Cunningham, you know, and if you can't play in a team like that, then there's no point putting a pair of boots on.
And what about the game itself? What was the atmosphere like? What do you remember about your performance in the game itself at the Reebok?
I didn't do too bad. Could probably done better. Could have played a lot worse. I'd like to think that we contributed to a certain extent early doors. But, you know, I remember going down early doors, two tries for the Brisbane Broncos, and they're all whooping an i5 and saying we was rubbish and things like that. And then...
What, sledging? Was the sledging going on?
A lot of sledging goes on. A lot of sledging. Yeah. Obviously, you can't hear it because the referee's 10, 15 yards away from the player. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, they were all whooping, telling us how bad we were and to a worser extent than that. And we remember going in at half-time, probably only 6-8 points down, and thinking we've got a real chance here. And then obviously the weather played its part, started hailstorming a little bit.
Brilliant.
And you could just see the Brisbane Broncos behind the sticks just getting a little bit closer to try and protect themselves from the hailstones.
We were all tense as fans watching as it got tense towards the end, those drop goals going over. Did you feel, when you were in a game like that and the emotions going, do you feel the same kind of tension or are you just so focused?
No, you do feel tension, but it's a different tension. You know, we could start to feel that we was getting on top. You know, there's momentum swings in games and the momentum was swinging more into our favour, and obviously time was on our side and was getting closer to the 80 minutes, and we felt we was in control of the game and we knew what game plans we needed to put on to finish the game off, to close the game down.
Brilliant. OK, what do you reckon for Sunday?
Big ask. Massive ask. Obviously, losing Big Sam Burgess is a big blow for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got another two big Burgesses to fill in his boots. But, you know, I hope we put on a good display and, you know, 18,000 Saints fans behind and get the stadium rocking as so. And I think it might just edge us home.
And Russell, have you got the beers all on chilled for Russell when he arrives? Have you got an old set of you?
The Beluga Vodka's on ice for him.
Tell you what we'll do here before you go. Well, we have our rugby guests here. We've got the tub of truth here. Dan Sargenton was the first to try this a couple of weeks ago, very quickly, because we're running tight on time. A couple of questions from the tub of truth. OK, dig deep.
Two.
Here we go. Yeah, pick two. It's the only show on the radio where you interview yourself on this show, OK? So let's do the first one. A couple of these quickly, then we'll let you get off to work.
Who was your rugby league idol?
Oh,
that was my dad. Fortunate. My dad played throughout, you know, from when I was a young kid.
Yeah.
Followed him from being 3 years of age right through till he's finished, so obviously...
Oh,
you know,
brilliant.
There's no bigger idol than
me. You're not
going
to pick anyone else. OK, no. One more.
If you were asked to get up to a karaoke, what would you sing?
Go on.
You'd do well to get me up, but if it was anyone, I would probably Stereophonics Dakota.